your voice in the morning.
7:49 is where we're at this morning, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, earlier on, this was back in August, Parliament had basically announced that the President had signed the National Credit Amendment Bill into law, ending what some would say a nearly two-year journey for the piece of legislation aimed at protecting low-income earners from crippling debt. Now, the law, also referred to as the Debt Relief Bill, basically allows low-income workers to extract themselves from debt through debt restructuring. This is if they earn a gross income of $7,500 or less per month and have unsecured debt of 50,000 rand or have been found to be critically indebted. But what does this all mean? This morning we do have online the CEO of debt management company National Debt Advisors, Sebastian Anderson. Sebastian, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Only a pleasure. Now, before we get into the actual debt relief bill, how did we get to this point? We've seen in August this year the President signing the National Credit Amendment Bill into law.
Well, you know, we've been operating for 7 years now, and every day we speak to thousands of people. Every day we do hundreds of assessments. And there's a large proportion of people that we come across that simply don't have enough money to enter into the debt review or debt counseling services that we offer. And we have to turn them away with nowhere to go and repeatedly going back to the regulator and saying, look, guys, we've got to do something about this. And, you know, this has been it's been a long process. And this is the first solution that's been brought to the table since we've started.
Now, of course, you know, help us understand and paint a picture for us in terms of what does South Africa's debt picture look like?
All right. Well, listen, we're close to 60 million population with about 27 million people operating with jobs, with earning an income. And we would say that about 11 million of those 26 million are credit impaired, meaning that there's about 11 million of us that are struggling with the repayment of our finances.
Now, in terms of looking at the actual bill, from the outside, it says debt relief bill. It looks very promising. But what are the nitty-gritties of this bill?
Look, it's a beautiful bill, right? We are totally in favor of the spirit of the bill. But the practicalities of being able to reach the people that need the help and the way that the bill is set up and going about it, we find it hard to imagine coming to fruition. You know, we have a large debt counseling community here in South Africa that is geared up, ready to go. We're speaking to these people every day. We're telling them, hang on, hold on, there's help that's going to be on the way. And the reality is that, yes, there are people that need this help. There are also people that fall into that bracket that can repay those debts. And we speak to those people and we help those people. But for those people that are earning less than $7,500 worth of income, that have 50,000 rand worth of debt that are non-asset based, that cannot make the repayments. There's no real avenue for them to expunge the debt. And we speak to these people every day. So, you know, the problem with the bill is that from an industry engagement point of view, you know, we've been ready for years to be able to do something about this. And the problem that I have with the bill is that, you know, like everything that happens in government, it's slow. So it's going to take another year, another 2 years, maybe another 3 or 4 years before it actually gets implemented, when we are ready to push the buttons and do something about it right away.
Now, in terms of those that are affected by the bill, you know, who does the bill affect in terms of, you know, for instance, lenders? How does this affect them?
Look, it's a very delicate situation, right? If you're a lender and you've lent money to somebody, that's private property. You know, your expectations that you've lent money, you first, you know, assuming that you've done a good job, you've done your needs analysis, your affordability tests, and that you've lent the money to people in good faith, you're expecting that you get that money back. And you know what? We're all in agreement. And if you have a change in circumstance, you lose a partner, you lose your job or something, then, you know, debt review or debt counseling is there to help you repay that in a different circumstance. But if it goes even further and you can't repay it, then there's no avenue. But for the creditors, you know, what's basically what this bill is saying is that, look, if you fall into this category and the rules haven't really been set out. But the worst case scenario that we could be looking at is that they're going to wipe out 9 million people's worth of debts. The creditors are going to turn around and go, well, okay, well, we can no longer lend to people that earn less than 7,500 rand, which means that anybody earning less than 7,500 rand will no longer be able to gain access to credit. Hmm. And that's going to have devastating effects on the economy.
Now, speaking about the economy, you know, should this bill be implemented, like you mentioned, in a few years' time, you know, how will this then affect the economy?
I think a few years is too late. You know, already the lenders are pulling back. Look, the large banks have already pulled back from lending money to the lower incomes, which have left it to the smaller finance groups, the payday lenders. You know, who operate in a different fashion. You know, the bill, the spirit of the bill, we're in favor of. The way that it's been set up as a and, you know, the length of time that it could take to be able to find taxpayers' money, to be able to fund this, and the amount of people that would need to be trained. The spirit of the bill, yes. But from practicalities and implementation, it's inconceivable on how we're going to get there. So I think we don't need to wait. I think we can do something about it now. We just need to engage with the stakeholders that run this country, like the debt counselors and even the banking industry, to see what can we do about this now.
Sure. Sebastian, a final comment from yourself this morning?
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of us out there that are struggling. You know, the economy has not done what we were hoping to do after the elections. And, you know, if you are struggling to repay your debts, there's a lot of avenues out there. You know, seek your local debt counselor. Find out whether or not you would be affected by this bill. But even if you are affected by this bill, you're still going to be expected to repay the debt. So this is not a long-term shot. You know, this is an interim solution to a bigger problem.
Well, Sebastian Anderson, thank you so much for sharing with us and your insight this morning. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Only a pleasure. Go well. And that was CEO of debt management company National Debt Advisors.